A lifetime of hard work. Children laughing in the kitchen. Family photos on a restaurant wall. A legacy that lives on. It all comes from the power of a conversation. Like the one Tommy Hall had with First Horizon Bank about taking over his father's Charleston-based restaurant business. Now the table is set for a whole new generation. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Tommy. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app. It's The Golf Show with Brian Katrick.
He's been the talk of the course today with his huge drives.
You know, here's a guy.
It's early Sunday morning. The sun is coming up.
You heard the laughter of Chris Mascaro. So why do you love Liv so much?
Are we too crossed and slapped?
No. We fired J.R. Ross. This court case doesn't matter.
I didn't feel the need to acknowledge it.
This guy can roll his rock.
Big match coming up. I'm going to be Nina Caddy.
What am I going to do?
Why don't you try him a little left? And why don't you try backing up? Give me just a little room.
Help me keep my head.
You have circled an area of interest.
Oh, that's not right.
Golf requires goofy pants and a fat ass.
I'd be expecting a lawsuit.
You know, you don't deserve any credit hitting the ball with that swing of yours. Try to hit one with my swing.
I'm catching on the ball, right? Moving my head. I'm laying it off. Well, that too. I'm pronating. When you're not shooting me, I'm clearing too early. My God, my swing feel like unfolded lawn chair.
Set right up, folks. See if you can outdrive the amazing golf ball.
It looks like I'm a wreck. It's in the hole.
Save me. This is a waste of everybody's time.
Gunga Galunga.
And a happy Sunday morning to you. It's the Golf Show on the Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM. And look at what is happening in the studios. We got the Braves getting set to play a game out there. Homestand. They won again last night. The comeback kids. And we got Masters Sunday. It's really the Sunday before Masters Sunday, but it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
That's Chris Mascaro right there from the Next on the Tee podcast. I didn't know you had the baseball jersey.
Look at that. Huh?
He's got them all.
I do.
I want there to be a baseball jersey with a dirt stain on it because you stole second base.
I'll have one for you next week.
Okay. I want you to have a story about the time you stole second base.
I'll have one for you.
J.R. Ross. Who has stolen second base a time or two in his time?
I have.
Over there.
Yeah. Slowest human being in the world, but I did steal
the Dogwood Golf Club. the assistant to the regional producer.
The executive producer.
Adam Crooks is not going to get to talk much today. He's going to be serving a one-week soft suspension. Wasn't super.
I heard there was a story.
Wasn't super last week.
Wasn't here, but I hear there's a story.
I was right about the TV start time.
Yes, you hang on to that. It was, what we're going to call last week was a building block. It's one of those. It's a building block. Every athlete has had to make that walk, head down, back over to the sidelines, because you know what? You just didn't have it that day.
The walk of shame.
Everybody's had it. Everybody's had it. They pat you on the butt. Go have some Gatorade, son. Try again next week. We'll see you at practice on Monday.
We need to investigate this a little deeper.
Yes, you do. He's lying to you.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, what do I know? And because of that, we brought in an absolute ringer from SiriusXM PGA Tour Radio. About to make his first trip to Augusta National. It's Carlos Rojas Jr.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Gentlemen, thank you for having me here. Appreciate it. It's a pretty exciting spot that you have. I'm actually pretty happy to see you on your own home turf and what this is going to be like, how it's going to compare to what I know. It's an exciting time all around. I might be more excited about this than the week ahead. I'm not even sure.
Wow.
Well, it's very kind of you. This is very exciting. Carlos has a sports radio background down in Tampa, works for us at SiriusXM, and he's up in the Washington, D.C. studios. That's a buttoned-up operation. I'm about to go over there and host the Masters.
Are you sure?
And there, it's going to be a different demeanor. It's a different tone. It's a different job. So Carlos has seen a lot of that. He hasn't seen a lot of this from me. But that's nice. Very exciting. But it ain't nothing. It's not even the most exciting thing that's going to happen in the next 3 hours, because as soon as we're done, that Dodge Durango is going to Augusta, and he is going to be on the ground for the first time.
Has he ever rode in a car with you yet?
Well, he got here.
Well, not on the open highway. Yeah, not on the open highway.
That's right. Oh, that's a different experience.
Yeah, I've seen that. I've seen that in action.
I was telling him, it was many years ago when I met him for the first time on the road, and I remember seeing him as we were driving next to me. Yeah. So that wasn't very long. He was gone pretty quickly thereafter. Yeah.
But in this case, you want to get to the, you know, you want to get to the golf course. You've never seen it. You don't want a guy sitting over there doing 50.
I was going to say, if there's anybody that I really want to be riding with at this point to get there, I think I chose correctly.
It's time to go. You know, we're just going to get there. That's what we're going to do. Just everybody else.
First time. It's amazing. This is going to be probably one of the best days of your life, because getting on that property is just the moment you walk through the gate or wherever you guys are going to get into. I mean, just something happens. Something special happens when you get through.
No question.
I don't even know what to expect, what I'm going to feel. I mean, this is a bucket list item.
Yes.
It doesn't matter what type of sports fan you are. So this is the first time. You always remember your first, right? So I'm really, really excited. I've been trying to plan, been looking at Google Maps, seeing how far I got to walk from here to there, and you know what building do I need to check out? How long is it going to take me to get from point A to point B? I've been doing a lot of research. It's ramped up in this last week as well. Yeah, it's going to be an exciting time.
Yeah, I hope you've been working out, working the legs, because my goodness.
Yeah. it's not for the meek.
It is definitely not.
So we're going to be, and there are folks asking, what are they going to do today? Well, we're not actually completely clear either. The Sunday before, our media credentials. We have media credentials.
The executive producer.
Video
the executive producer didn't get those.
Wow. No, I wasn't offered media credentials.
So we get in.
Choked up over this. Is there going to be video evidence that you were there?
Sometimes you just got to take a pitch.
That's right. You step out.
I've only been there one time on the Sunday before. Your media credentials actually get you in the Sunday before. And the time that I went was Sunday of 2010, which was an Easter Sunday. And we didn't have drive, chip, and putt. So it was just a place at a time. If you were covering the event, you could get in, you could get settled. It was a really cool time because the members are still there playing the golf course. And it is the day.
Right?
Yes, it is the day that Jason Sobel, our colleague on Sirius XM, told me it's the coolest day of the year to get over there, because it's also a day where the past champions are allowed to bring a guest.
Is that right?
So if you won the golf tournament, you can bring a guest. Now, you're talking about the day before the tournament starts. Mark O'Meara, I go to the 10th tee. There's Mark O'Meara and a friend of his getting ready to play down the 10th fairway. Meanwhile, the group before him was two or three members and their guests. The group behind them may have been some guests. And then the group behind him may have been Nick Faldo playing alone a practice round. And then the group behind them, you know, Craig Stadler and a couple of guests, or one guest, whatever. It was really cool. I actually saw Michael Jordan. I forget whose guest he was.
Is that right?
He may have been Mike Weir's guest, but Michael Jordan was there. But the world, that particular Sunday, this was Sunday of 2010, that was the first Sunday that anybody had seen Tiger since the whole fire hydrant scandal. So nobody had seen him. And he made an appearance, and I happen to be there for that. So the whole point is, now we have drive, chip, and putt. So we're going to go over there. Drive, chip, and putt is on right now. It's on the Golf Channel right now. We have players from the state of Georgia out there, and you can go check it out. It's awesome. It's probably going to be over by the time we get over there.
Yeah, it'll be done.
So I don't know what we're in for. I don't know if we're going to be allowed to go out and walk the big course. I don't know.
You're probably holding him back. You probably already have him set up playing with a past champion, and you just didn't.
Just haven't told him.
I spoiled it, didn't I?
Right.
Spoiler alert.
It's
right?
Danny
Carlos,
Willett, isn't it?
Carlos, you're playing. You're
it's
playing.
Danny Willett.
It's Danny Willett.
It's Danny Willett.
I figured Danny'd have you clubhouse passes by now, executive producer.
No, he hasn't. You know, we're not on that level yet. Next year, though.
To the executive producer.
Well, you know, depends on who you ask, remember.
So a special day. And it's going to be cool. And the thing is, Carlos has a tour already. He's got Dave Marr ready to give him a tour of the golf course. Dave Marr, nice. the son of PGA champion, Ryder Cup captain, David Marr. So that's a pretty good tour guide. So I don't want to spoil that. But I'm at least going to drive him through the gates for the first time.
That's pretty special.
You're not tagging along smoking. To make that a threesome to walk around and see what's
We don't know where Dave's going to be today. Do we think Dave's? I don't know where Dave is.
I actually haven't heard from him in the past couple of days, so I'm not sure if he's there today or if he shows up tomorrow.
Yeah, we don't care. You know, we'll
He might not be there. We might beat him there.
Yeah, we.
Well, I have no doubt about
that. Chance of that.
Yeah, that goes without saying.
All right, but we're just going to get there, and you know, it's an atmosphere, and he's going to have all the words next week. No, he won't be here next week, but he'll have all the words by then, and it's going to be. It's going to be awesome.
No doubt. I'd love to hear your once you experience it for the week. It would be great to get it through your eyes. I mean, that's
I'll just
first
voice
time.
Memo it and I'll send
whatever.
It over.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah,
here's
yeah.
my recap of the week.
All right. So Chris Mascaro, you walk onto the grounds. Now you've been there enough.
Yes.
You've been going every year since 2001.
Yes, sir.
All right. Where do you go? What's your first stop?
Well, it depends on which gate you go through. I'll tell you a quick story. 2001. When we get there for the very first time, so I'm excited as I could possibly be in there with my father. We walk through whatever gate, right? We parked and we're walking through a gate.
The gates have changed actually over the years.
Well, the gate that we happened to walk through was the one right behind the 13th green. Okay. We walk down the stairs, we walk out. I mean, what a better place to walk through the very first time is you walk out onto the 13th fairway. Now, I'm a huge Jack Nicklaus fan, obviously, from Pittsburgh. Mr. Palmer means a lot to me. Gary Player has since become a very good friend and a wonderful part of the show. But anyway, we walk out. That's who I want to see. I have no idea where they're at because there's no bars to say, hey, well, we walk out there and it's cloudy that day. I walk out onto the 13th fairway. The sun now comes through the clouds. Who's walking up from the 13th tee? But Nicklaus, Palmer, and Gary Player. It's like the angels started to sing. You know, when the skies open up and there they are, that's as good as it gets for me.
That's pretty strong. Wow. Yeah. J.R. Ross, you've been going every year since 1993.
Yeah.
The year after Fred Couples won.
Probably, too many. I can't pick one, because we've talked about
the question is, what's the first thing you do?
Thing I do, again, that depends on who I'm with, but normally we used to go shopping first and then take it back to the car, but they changed that whole setup now, so we shop at the end. Probably go get a pimento cheese sandwich. That's probably the first thing because we come in because we got to go through a different gate to get our PGA credentials. I'm thrilled, listening to him because I love watching somebody for the first time. Like he said, I got to take my dad for the first time. I got an unfortunate gift yesterday. I'm going to be able to take my son and my wife on Wednesday. They've never been before. I had tears in my eyes. When the guy told me that, it was like, I can't believe it. And
the par 3 day on top of that.
Yeah. So I've been so blessed to be there so many times and so many great memories and do so many things. I just love watching people have never, their first time. And Brian, I'm sure you get the same thing too, because you've been there. But I'll tell you what, as many times as I go, it still always feels like it's the first time.
Yeah, it never
it's like
old.
Christmas morning for me. Every time, I could go every day of the week, and I guarantee it wouldn't feel any different.
Yep, it's wonderful, and you just never know if it's going to be your last time.
Yeah,
and that sounds deep and philosophical, but for all of us, it's really true. We don't know if it's going to be our last time, so you better soak it in, and we do. I think that's what I just heard. I'd ask you, Adam, but your stories cannot measure up.
My
I know
story
you
is
think,
on eight.
And he's on probation.
They do. You think they do, but they don't.
I mean, it kind of depends on
I didn't
like
ask.
The, well, I'm going to talk anyway.
You're out.
Depends on the.
Don't care. Don't care. I hope you have fun. Wear your Purdue stuff.
I'm going to mute you.
The game.
Oh, that's right. He's riding a high. Purdue.
By the way, guess what one of the other jobs Carlos does is? You can mute me for about 30 seconds. We got a ringer. We got a ringer on this side of the mic and on that side of the mic. We're okay. Brought a little insurance in this week. There's no wrong way to do it. And so we're going to go in today we're going into the press building today. That's where we will start. It's not a traditional start. So that, and because of that, I'm actually tempted for Carlos to not try to duplicate it. Like, I think we may just do the press building. I don't know. We'll figure out what he wants to do. And may not try to get out to the golf course today because I don't want to rush it. I don't want, again, he's got Dave Marr sitting there. That experience is going to be similar to your walk in 13 in the sunshine, and the big three are there.
Right. Yes.
I don't want to ruin that by, well, here's the first fairway. We got to go. There's the scoreboard. It's nice. Sandwiches. I'm getting glared at over there by assistant to the regional manager.
Yes. No doubt.
The executive producer.
All right, Adam. Tell us what you do. Your first thing every time when you go with your dad, the great Scott Crooks, one of the great coaches of our time. Never going to get heralded for the work he's done with kids. Just look at what he dealt with. never once got thrown out of a game. Never once had a restraining order. Didn't even slam a clipboard. That's what my job was.
He slammed a clipboard or two.
Well, you deserved it. So
yes,
the great Scotty Crooks takes you to the Masters, and what is it that you guys do first?
Well, you got to go set down your chairs. You got to get your seat. So we set down our chairs on two, and then, you know, it depends on what day it is.
On two?
Where at
two
on
green.
Two? Down by the green.
Two green.
You walk straight across. Right. And that's,
yeah, I mean, I know where it is, but if I'm choosing where I'm going to put my chair for the day, I don't know that I'm choosing two.
Get an albatross.
You could. Louis Oosthuizen.
Yeah, exactly.
I wouldn't be too.
Yeah.
And that's you can see everybody go through before like 4 o'clock, so you kind of beat everybody out.
People, they're not the only ones that sit at two. I say this about the fast food places. KFC. I've never been the only one there. So two's a fine place. I've never been alone in one. You guys can turn up your noses. Seems like they're doing well.
And you would know.
There's other people at two.
That's true. We did hit him a little hard there, didn't we, Chris?
I appreciate you guys having my back. I don't need it. I got Rojas.
Yeah, we did hit him pretty hard. Sorry, Adam.
All right, so you go to two.
And then it depends on who I'm with. I'm taking a friend this year on Sunday, so we'll probably walk around the golf course, and I'll show her a couple, different holes and stuff. Why has it?
Now he's all flustered.
Carlos,
is this not the greatest?
that set him for a loop right there.
Carlos is thinking what you say in the intro. This is a complete waste of time. That's what he's thinking to himself right now.
You see how our shows have changed over the years. They've gotten a little looser over the years. Shows. Are the Paulsons still on?
I think I've seen them every now and then on one of our show reports. Gravy, so they got to be.
Yeah, gravy in the sleeves. We're getting to this sort of an attitude here. It's a tight, buttoned up sport. It's a little tighter knit than others, but we're getting to this.
He had a really good story ready for you, and you just completely threw the curveball.
I threw him off the train tracks, Carlos. He was ready to go, and he thought he didn't get it at first.
My favorite moment.
All of a sudden, he's like,
my favorite moment of the show was the 2 seconds of silence from all of us. And by the way, that was Scotty Crooks' favorite moment of the show. That was everybody else's favorite moment of the show. Oh, he's listening. I mean, he may have tuned out after last week. I wouldn't blame him. All right. We're going to take a break. If you've got a TV, you can see the Augusta National Golf Club. You could have seen it yesterday. The Augusta National Women's Amateur finished. We're going to talk all about that. We're actually going to talk a little bit about that with Morgan Lahotsky from the Georgia State Golf Association. She is the new manager of women's golf. She didn't actually manage the Augusta National Women's Amateur, but it was a women's golf tournament in her state, so it falls under her jurisdiction. We will chat with Morgan Lahotsky when we come back. It is the Golf Show on The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.
Before you hit the links, start your morning with a golf show presented by Cleggie's Cards and playthegolfisland.com. Now back to Brian Katrick on Atlanta's Golf Station, The Fan.
We got the putting contest going on over the drive, chip, and putt, which happens on the 18th green at Augusta National Golf Club. Drive, chip, and putt is on your television right now. over on the Golf Channel. I don't have to tell our next guest that. She knows it. She probably ran some of the qualifiers. She is the new manager of women's golf for the Georgia State Golf Association, GSGA.org. It's Morgan Lahotsky. Morgan, welcome to the show. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you doing today?
Excellent.
Hey, Morgan, you've got a lot of really great events coming up here between the end of May and the end of July. Talk about all the things you guys have planned.
Yeah. We host a lot of different women's events throughout the year. Our championship events are some of the highest level competitions that we put on in Georgia. To name a few, we host our Georgia Women's Club Championship. This is going to be at Sky Valley Country Club, October 29th through the 30th. This is four players from each member club. They can play in this tournament. The structure is four ball, gross and net, both sides counting for the total team score for that one. This one's a really fun event each year. It kind of shows the best club team in Georgia. So we really enjoy hosting this event every year. We also host our Georgia Women's Mid-Amateur Tournament Championship. This is this is only the second time that we've actually put this event on. It's going to be at Sea Island Golf Club on June 17th through the 18th. This is for women's golfers that are no younger than 21, not on a college team. We actually just recently started a discounted entry fee for this event. That's for those 21 to 29 that may need some financial assistance, kind of facing the most financial obstacles in their life at this time. So we do this kind of to encourage women to get back into competing in competitive golf. And then finally, we host our women's amateur tournament. This is June 28th through the 30th at Country Club of Columbus, what's really cool about this event, the winner is actually exempt into this year's U.S. Women's Amateur Tournament. So this kind of makes this tournament and winning this tournament even more coveted. So that's just to name a few. We also host our women's four ball championship, our women's match play championships. We have senior tournaments as well. So it's a lot of events going on throughout the year, and we're excited to, start that up and get going. So
that's awesome. Hey, Morgan, I see you got a new Four for Fun women's series coming up. How does one get involved as far as obviously signing up to do the series? How does one get involved to maybe teach the series as a PGA pro? I don't know. How is that being worked out? Because I definitely would have some interest. Women's golf is very important to me.
Yeah, so we kind of just started this event around like 2 years ago. This is kind of for women's golfers who want to kind of get into the game, don't really know how to get started, and kind of want to enjoy the game, have fun, also socialize with other women's golfers. We usually, in the past, we've done a couple clinics, some scramble play days as well. If a PGA pro wants to kind of volunteer their time to kind of put on some clinics, that would be awesome. Okay. We do right now. It's just at Bobby Jones Golf Course. We use the clinics there, but I'm kind of wanting to expand beyond Atlanta and kind of get out and reach women's golfers not in Atlanta and kind of get to as many women's golfers in Georgia as possible. So there's not really a schedule for this quite yet. We're kind of in the works. We are actually hosting our kickoff event, which is going to be at Topgolf on April 27th. So if anyone is interested in that, keep an eye out for that. So that's just a little bit about our Four Fun
Great
series.
Morgan Lahotsky, our guest from the Georgia State Golf Association. She's the new manager of women's golf for the GSGA, GSGA.org. Morgan, your background, you played some golf. What brought you down here to the Georgia State Golf Association?
Yeah, so I actually played golf at the University of North Georgia in college. And then I actually moved up to Kentucky for a little while. I was the graduate assistant for Eastern Kentucky men's and women's golf team. But the manager of women's golf position opened up about 3 months ago. I've been a part of GSGA. I actually played in a couple of their junior tournaments. So, and I've been really keeping up with them. And GSGA is kind of really making great strides to make golf accessible for everyone, any skill level possible. You know, I've only been there for, this will be my second month. So I can already see kind of how passionate everyone is about growing the game of golf in Georgia. You know, and as my role of manager of women's golf, I really want to encourage women of all ages, all skill levels to play the game of golf. So we really encourage participation across all the boards. So just kind of continuing to grow the passion of the game for everyone is kind of what steered me towards USGA, because they have had grown so much in the past couple of years, and they're making great strides to make it accessible for everyone. So,
well, you're a big part of it. We are glad to have you on with us. Glad that you're on board with the organization. Welcome back, and let us know how we can help. Well done, Morgan. Okay, thanks for coming on the show with us.
Thank you so much for having me on. I appreciate it.
You got it. Morgan Lahotsky from the Georgia State Golf Association.
Very impressive.
Yeah.
A lot of good events.
Yeah.
And I love that. Growing the game. Right? That's awesome.
There's another guest, just to put someone else to put on the list, another guest that can probably beat me.
She doesn't have a statue, I bet.
No, not yet.
No. You got to go.
And not for shooting 29.
No.
Let's not forget Agent 29 over there with his massive
Wow, Agent 29.
Did you know that, Carlos? He's known as Agent 29 around here.
Did you know he had a statue at Rivermont? Shot 29 on the back nine.
I had no clue. I thought you were just making something up to boost his ego.
No.
Turns out they're just making something up to boost my ego. It's not your first radio show, is it?
The statue may not be real, but the 29 is.
Okay. Yeah.
Something to hang your hat on?
The 29 was definitely.
Hang his hat on the statue.
So let me tell you. So it was cloudy that day.
That's good, Chris.
It's cloudy. Look at you.
That's a good one there.
All right. Well, speaking of women's golf in Georgia, we just had Morgan on there, and we just had the Augusta National Women's Amateur. It finished up. Here's how it works. They play Champions Retreat for the first 2 days. Everybody in the field then takes Friday and goes and plays a practice round at Augusta National, whether they made the cut or not.
Well, I didn't know that.
Yeah, how great is that?
I knew 30 made the cut. I didn't know they all played practice.
Yeah, so they've made some adjustments over the years. Nice. It used to be if you only made the cut, right, and they also used to be they would take exactly 30. They'd have one of those playoffs on Thursday night. It was really heartless. It could come across that way.
Right.
So, hats off to the club. They said, you know what, we're going to make sure everybody can play. They take Friday, and they let them play the big course. So for some of them that missed the cut, it's just a chance to play the big course.
Sure.
For those that made the cut, it's a full-on practice round. They also let them play last year for the first time the par 3 course. And they had this big dinner that was out there, and they're hitting shots. It's a full-on party, and they had great weather for it.
Yeah.
So it was great. Then, of course, you get right back down to business yesterday, the final round of the Augusta National Women's Amateur on the golf course. You get to see Augusta National. You get to see how it's playing. Lottie Wode wins the golf tournament. She birdies the last two holes, Chris.
Three of the last four. I mean, how great was it to watch her come down the stretch? I mean, she needed to birdie 18 to win outright, or else they go into a playoff. And Bailey Shoemaker, first of all, shoots 66, the first 66 in the history of the women's amateur, right? First bogey-free round in the history of the women's amateur.
Is that right?
And goes in there and posts the score. Now, she's like 50 minutes ahead of everybody else, ahead of Wode coming in, right? And I had to watch that.
Right.
Right. And then all of a sudden, you know, Wode goes out there and she's two strokes down coming down the stretch, and she birdies three of the last four and birdies 18 to win. Talk about a memory.
Talk about a heartbreak.
Well, obviously for Bailey Shoemaker, right?
I mean, because she's three shots clear of the person behind her, other than obviously the winner.
Yeah. Right. But if you're playing an hour before everybody else, I mean, you can't expect to win. She did for a while.
Yeah,
she had her hopes up. Yeah,
they were all
14.
Dropping off the board.
Yeah, birdie at 15 for Lottie, and then she missed a really good look at 16. That was a 10-footer uphill right edge. Missed that one, and you think, well, that's it. She's not going to birdie the last two, and she birdied the last two.
Yeah, Marco Mira-esque, right?
Yeah.
That's pretty strong.
Birdie the last two to win?
Yeah.
Yeah. Good for her. Yeah. Very happy for her.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So a wonderful show. It was not without... I don't want to say controversy. It wasn't controversy, but we got a little sampling of something that Carlos and I talk about all the time on PGA Tour Radio. Anna Davis, who won the golf tournament, she's a past champion. She didn't make it to the final round last year because she got four strokes. She got a penalty twice. They were playing lift clean in place, but she was picking it up in the rough. So for the first hole, she just kind of got confused. She thought they were picking it up everywhere. Instead, they were actually just picking it up in the closely mown areas. So she plays through the first hole, and somebody comes, you know, out running, out waving their hands, and, hey, we're not doing that today. Oh, well, how many times did you touch it? Well, I touched it twice. That's four shots, and that's, you can't overcome that.
No.
That, I think, is less heartbreaking than what happened this year.
Yeah.
This year, her group gets put on the clock, which, by the way, included Lottie Woad on Thursday. This was on Wednesday and Thursday.
Right.
They get put on the clock. They sure enough enforce the pace of play penalty. She gets a couple of bad times. You fall out of position first, mm-hmm. and you get put on the clock. So that's your first warning. Then you get a bad time while you're on the clock, and they come and tell you, this is your actual first warning. Your warning should have been, you know, falling out of position. Your next one should have been you're on the clock. But you actually get another one. So if you're still slow, it's like strike four.
Right. Well, you had sure enough, we had a foul ball.
She gets strike four, and it's a one-stroke penalty, and she misses making it to Saturday by one stroke.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's tough.
That's brutal.
How do we feel about that?
Well, I mean, I'm with you. First of all, that's heartbreaking, to your point. And that's a really stiff penalty. But to what you just said, you get ample warnings.
It's strike four.
Right, strike four.
By the way, you could just play fast. You don't even get strikes.
Yes. You gotta pick up the pace at some point. And if you get to strike four, you earned your penalty. And I hate it for her, right? Again, past champion. I really was looking forward to watching her play yesterday, and it didn't happen. So that's tough. But, you know, look, you got plenty of warnings. Pick up pace.
Yeah.
It's one thing that's never happened to you, has it, BK?
I was just going to say, how many chances do you give?
Bring out the watch.
He's been penalized for fast play.
Yeah, there's not. And there are other guys. Ricky Fowler's exceptionally fast. You know, who's the kid from Austria? Or the kid from Sweden? Ludvig Åberg. Really fast. It's never going to get penalized.
Yeah.
Maybe the fastest European of all time. ridiculous. The question is, and Carlos sits there while we talk about this all the time, can we stomach this? Can we stomach a past champion having that one stroke keep her from potentially winning the golf tournament? What happens if this happens to your favorite player? What happens if it happens to Danny Willett?
And he misses the cut by a stroke?
Or worse,
loses by one.
What if it's Saturday or Sunday?
Do you think they would do it on Sunday coming
you
down the stretch?
Tell me.
I don't think so.
Do we want them to do it?
Do you think it matters who it is?
Is it supposed to? Yeah. These are all good questions.
I can't imagine. I can't imagine watching these guys coming down the stretch on Sunday in a major, and then all of a sudden they get put on the clock. Maybe you give them a little warning or something like, hey, you know, let's keep up the pace of play, fellas. But I can't imagine you get to 16T and they go, guess what? That's a stroke. What are you talking about? I'm in the lead
Harman
by a stroke.
What if it's Harmon and Cantlay in the final twosome on Sunday in Augusta?
Right.
Next week.
If you don't like them, then you want them to get penalized.
And they're on 8 and everybody else is playing 13.
Right. Carlos, I mean, are we ready for this? The NBA lost their minds because they called a moving screen at the end of the game.
And it was Steph clearly Curry a foul. And it was clearly
oh my goodness!
A foul.
It was a chop block.
Yeah, exactly.
It was almost a stabbing.
Yeah, you can't call that. Why?
The NBA loses their mind because that's you can't call it. You got to swallow your whistle.
Yeah.
What are we gonna do when they'll tell Tiger? You know what? You took 2 seconds too long there, Carlos. Are we gonna be ready for that?
I don't see it ever getting to that point, to be honest. I think that everybody likes to talk about how the pace is slow and how you don't like to see it. But like you say, when it actually is going to penalize and affect the tournament and the result, I mean, if it's the weekend and you're coming down the stretch, the story then becomes about the penalty. You're losing all of the drama from the action that actually took place to decide who your champion is. You just can't. I don't see any situation really where they're going to penalize. And it's really, really unfortunate. You talked about, does it matter about the player? I mean, in this event, this is one of your past champions and a great story when she won, and it didn't matter. And it's two years in a row. And this is what we're talking about.
Yeah,
you know?
It's kind of.
How long are we? How long have we been talking about this as opposed to what actually happened?
Yeah, good point. Credit to him, by the way.
Right.
I think
more about Anna Davis than Lottie Woad.
I think the penalty last year about the lift clean, that you got to enforce that no matter what, of course. This one here, I get, BK, I agree with you. I don't know. I mean, you should.
We have settled on the fact that we as golf fans just don't want to see it.
Right.
As much as we want to complain, we just aren't ready for that. We don't want to see our golf.
Well, but does it matter to what degree? In other words, in a crazy example where you've got the leaders and those two guys are historically slow, if they're multiple holes behind, does that start to become dude, you got to penalize these guys. They're three holes behind. We're going to be on the air a half an hour, 45 minutes longer because these guys can't keep up the pace of play.
That's something that I'll say.
Or
because I host the tournament.
You do?
Or
I didn't know that.
Chris, the other thing is once you call it once, you've opened Pandora's box. Now you got to be consistent no matter who's doing it.
Well, I'm with you. But I think it's degrees, right? I mean, if the group ahead of you is in the fairway a hole ahead of you, it's one thing. If you're multiple holes behind and it's obvious, I mean, I don't know how you can't, because I would think BK is out there screaming at him, telling him to let's go.
But if you're playing, in fairness, if you're playing behind Brian and Debbie Price, one of our members of the golf course, I don't care what you tee off, you're going to be six holes behind by the time they're at the turn.
I don't know if I like the allegation. I understand what you're saying.
Well, you both play very fast.
Yeah, she doesn't mess around.
You guys could play 18 holes in an hour and 50 minutes.
She knows all of the words, too, Chris, and she uses them.
Is that right?
All of the special golf words.
Yeah, she's good at them.
Yeah, really? Very good at them.
A lot of practice?
Lots of practice. It's our favorite
use
thing.
Use a pronoun as a verb. You name it.
All. She's invented a couple of them.
Wow.
All right, so there you go. We'll step aside. We got more Masters talk to get to because it's the week before the Masters. They're still doing drive, chip, and putt. They got the profiles. There's an 11-year-old right there. She's about to just rip it. She's going to hit it farther than JR can. Let's take a look at this swing.
I'm much older than her.
Take a look at this. She's over on the tournament practice area. That's where they do the driving and the chipping. And you go across the other side of the clubhouse. The putting takes place on the 18th green. Here's young Kenzie. I didn't see her last name. So they got the shot tracker. She has hit her tee shot. I want to see. Oh, she kind of. That is definitely JR's. That was a little quick left.
No, that might be David Elliott.
That was a one.
That's an Elliott.
That wasn't her best effort. So
no, that's she'll OB.
She'll get another try.
She was OB.
That's the whole nature of it. So
that's right.
Yes. Hopefully she's having a blast. We are having a blast. We're talking about the Masters here. We'll continue on the Golf Show on the Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM. And it's Masters week, and we're excited about it. We didn't even stop. During the break, we continued talking about the Masters, just stuff we're not going to get to use. Chris Mascaro from the Next on the Tee podcast, J.R. Ross from Team Ross Golf. He's over at Dogwood. And Carlos Rojas from SiriusXM PGA Tour Radio. I'm Brian Katrick. There's Adam Crooks over there, the assistant to the regional producer. And J.R. left his phone on. It's all right. He's a golf pro. It's fine. That's if you leave your phone on, that's a problem.
Yeah. But he can get away with that.
He can get away with it.
Siri was picking up your voice. This is what I found on the web.
Apparently Siri's joining you.
Exactly.
Does she follow you, Susan Bennett? Carlos, so you have her? Is she one of your followers on the Twitter?
I haven't really checked any time recently. Okay. Who are we talking about?
The voice of Siri.
She follows me.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think she follows people in the business. And I don't know what I'm supposed to do with that. But
I never knew that.
Years and years ago. That
she's already spying on you. So now she's actually checking on your social activity.
Making it official.
She hears everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
Indeed.
Yeah, and I actually think that she said she's the former voice of Siri.
They changed the voice?
I don't know, but how do you not have that gig?
I don't know.
You can't
AI that voice now?
You've got to commit to that. If you're going to hire her, you better commit to her.
I know.
She's going to come get you.
Yes.
All right, so this year at the Masters, one change. One change to the golf course. They moved the tee at number 2, the par 5 second, back and to the left. Back and to the left. 10 yards.
Credit for that.
Thank you. Okay. Not a big deal, but they had some room, so that's what they did. Yeah.
Might make the angle maybe a little different depending on how far left they moved it. Maybe.
Yep.
The length's not going to be that much.
It does aim you at the fairway bunker out there now.
Yeah, maybe a little different. I got a question we haven't talked about, and I haven't heard anybody say anything about this. What's the solar eclipse have going on with Augusta tomorrow?
I'm so glad you brought up the solar eclipse.
Wow.
Okay. So there is the solar eclipse. And we are not, in Georgia, we are not in the path of totality.
Correct.
I think we actually talked about this last week.
Okay.
We did.
Was this before or after the controversial?
Oh, goodness.
That was after.
During and before and after.
So there will be a solar eclipse. We're not in the path of totality. Okay. I don't know what it's going to look like. There are, like, French Lick, Crooked Stick, which has hosted a PGA Championship, Indianapolis Motor Speedway. It's going up middle America. They're going to be in the path of totality. They're going to have, quote, total darkness for 3 minutes or 4 minutes, which I mentioned this last week. We had a superintendent on whose course is in the path of totality, and I said, well, what are you doing? We never get total darkness because somebody turns on the lights. I've got lights that come on when it gets dark. So does everybody else, everywhere else.
Sure.
What are you going to do to keep that from happening? Here's people planning their whole lives for this moment of total darkness, and the sun's going to go away, and all of a sudden the light's going to click on.
Exactly.
And you only got 3 minutes.
Yeah.
It's going to take you at least two of those to figure out how to turn that thing off.
You got cheated. You got cheated.
You better think of this now. I mean, this is a Saturday Night Live skit.
I mean, baseball games all over the area have been changed to later starts.
Well, that's the whole look at the sun. Yeah. And we can't. Like, if you look at the sun, you get what you deserve.
Right.
I saw something about the pets. Be careful about your pets. When was the last time your dog looked at the sun anyway?
It's true.
Three minutes.
Yeah. I don't remember my dog ever looking up at the sun.
What are the odds?
Good point.
That they have to go during those 3 minutes.
During those exact 3 minutes.
And they're out there looking at the sun.
It's a little dark out here. Yeah.
This is odd.
I think I might be looking for the sun.
Exactly. Yeah. It doesn't shock me that someone came up with that one, though. That's a good one.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, so I don't know. And it is... Now, it's going to be darker than normal for a couple hours at Augusta. If you're not in the path of totality, it's just, the eclipse is going to be lingering for a few hours.
Right.
We're going to be over there. Carlos, is this going to diminish your Augusta National experience? That you're going to be there during an eclipse?
Quite literally diminish, but I actually asked.
He's cheated.
Yeah. I asked the boss, Sirius XM boss, like, so can we get some of those eclipse glasses? I feel like this is an occupational hazard.
Has their duty pay?
I don't think there'll be any there.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, it's a merchandise opportunity. Like, the gnome this year should have had the eclipse glasses.
Nah, that's a good call.
Or something like that.
Maybe they'll have some eclipse glasses in the gift shop at Augusta National.
Logoed eclipse glasses.
Maybe.
We'll see.
What's the forecast? Is it cloudy tomorrow?
Supposed to be good.
Okay.
Yeah, supposed to be good.
Because that's what I wondered, too. If it's cloud cover, how does that affect the eclipse?
Good question.
You don't see it.
Seems like, don't know. Justin Thomas and Bones, no longer a thing.
Yeah.
What happened?
Odd timing on that, isn't it?
What happened?
Don't know.
I saw that, but I didn't read what happened.
It's very odd timing.
Yeah. Going to go with Matt Minister, who is a veteran caddy. He was on the caddy for Patrick Cantlay when he won the FedEx Cup over here at Eastlake. So, Minister is going to be fine. I mean... It didn't go well last year for Justin Carlos. He wasn't, what a good year. You don't really blame the caddy. Do we feel like he had turned it around enough?
I think that he's tried so many different things at this point, trying to get himself back on the path that we all know that he can be on, and it's just like the natural progression.
Yeah.
If you're not making the result, or you're not getting the results that you want on the course, so eventually ends up going to the caddy. As I've heard many people say, you can't fire yourself. So... Yeah. You have to move and see where else you can make the changes. And, unfortunately, one of the greatest caddies that is out there is not going to be caddying next week.
Yeah. John McGinnis laid it out one time, I think very succinctly. It's the caddy first, then it's the swing coach, and then it's the wife.
At least it's not the dog.
Yeah, it's not the dog.
Not the dog.
No.
Yeah.
No.
You start blaming the clubs?
I think the clubs were before all of that, But he hasn't even done that. So I don't know what's going on. Bones immediately went back to work. He was calling the Augusta National Women's Amateur yesterday.
Yesterday, yeah.
That wasn't hard.
Yeah, I'm sure he wouldn't have trouble finding a bag.
No, I don't know that he's going to want the bag. At this point now, he had the bag forever.
Right.
And then tried announcing, went back to the bag. Was that a rejection of announcing? Or was it, because he always said, I'll take a bag if I can get the right bag.
Right.
And Justin Thomas seemed like the right. They won a major.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I don't know. This one, I don't want to say it caught me off guard because he had played really poorly last year. But it seemed like he had turned the corner.
Yes, it did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Prediction Sunday.
Prediction Sunday. All right. J.R. Ross, who do you think is going to win the Masters?
Joaquin Niemann.
Wow. From way downtown. Look at you. Going all live golf with the
Joaquin
winner.
Joaquin Niemann's your winner this year.
Wow.
Okay. I'll take some of that.
Wow.
Chris Mascaro. He may have just stole your pick. Chris Mascaro hosts.
Now what do I do?
He hosts the Next on the Tee podcast. He also loves I Love Live, and if you live love, you'll love Live Too podcast.
So Brooks Koepka is going to win.
Brooks Koepka
is going to win.
Okay.
Yes.
Two livers. Got close. We got two livers.
Got
right
close
now.
Last year. He's going to bring it home.
Yeah. All right. Adam Crooks.
I'll be different.
Danny Willett.
I thought about Danny
guy
Willett.
Played a final round in the last year.
I thought about Danny Willett. I'll take Scottie Scheffler.
Scottie Scheffler.
Boy, he went out on a limb there.
Seems like he's okay at the game. Carlos Rojas.
The name that I keep coming back to as I'm looking through all of this is Hideki Matsuyama.
Mm. Oh, good call.
He can't win there.
Past champion.
Hang on.
I think he's finished in the top 20 in every single Masters that he's played in, except for one. And he's entering with a win at Genesis. He finished sixth at the Players. He finished, I think, in the top 15 at Bay Hill.
You know who had the winning call when Hideki won, Adam?
You?
I was going to say, you know, you would know that Hideki won in the past had you ever been there.
They've got a silver mic.
Just gone.
They got a silver microphone over there. Augusta with him calling it, too.
You're all wrong. Tiger's going to win. Thanks to everybody. Have a great Masters week, everybody. On the Fan, go Braves.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app.
Marketing is everywhere. From the billboards on the highways to the notifications on your phone, we are constantly bombarded with people trying to sell us stuff. What makes good marketing? Are you doing enough in your life personally and professionally to market yourself? You have questions, and the Marketing Mad Men have answers. Search the Marketing Mad Men on Google or your favorite podcast provider to get practical marketing advice from expert guests who are shaping and reshaping the business world. They say marketing is a madman's game. Join the Marketing Mad Men every Saturday at 4 p.m. to find out why.
This morning in the Atlanta airport, no one's missing a meal on Mac Wilburn's watch. With 11 restaurants to serve passengers, he's got dining for every destination. And it all started when Mac talked with First Horizon Bank about opening a franchise in the airport. Now it's open for business and cleared for takeoff. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Mac. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
The Fan is ready for Braves season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.